You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Not a ton trending in Kansas City right now.
And a couple of things I need help with.
All right.
Travis is around, right?
Travis is getting ready to sit down. Yeah,
we'll save that one for a second. 4th of July is trending.
Considering it's June 30th?
We're close enough.
And the fact that the 4th of July holiday is a Tuesday this year, I'm guessing there's a lot of people taking Monday off.
You think this building is going to have anybody in it but us on Monday?
We're open. We're open for business.
It's not a holiday for us. It's not for a lot of people. It's not a holiday.
No, we're working.
But many, many people are taking the long weekend.
We have Tuesday off, right?
We have Tuesday off.
All right.
Yes. Assumed we have Monday off. I thought so. You said we have Monday off, right?
Yeah, that canceled a float trip.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought it to my attention.
You're welcome. That's my job.
Today's social media day.
Isn't every day social media day?
Well, yeah, I believe so. But today's National Social Media Day, or somebody on Twitter wrote, today is social media day. Or in other words, it's just like any other day.
That's exactly what I said.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Travis is ready, right? Why is lemonade trending? What is this about?
Lemonade is a song by Beyonce, and it was kind of a shot to Jay-Z about cheating on her.
Right.
That's why Jay-Z also is trending then.
Jay-Z is trending because his newest album just released last night. So
444?
Yes.
Is that right?
Fans are convinced it's in response to Beyonce's Lemonade.
There's a song on there, but he also praises Beyonce. So these are just fan theories.
Okay.
Oh, all right. These are things we need to know.
Gotcha.
Metro is trending. I clicked on it. There's 900 things going
right,
on in Metro.
Pretty vague.
There was a pretty bad attack. I guess in London. Okay. Police are hunting for Josh Tomlin.
Again?
After Rasheem Khan and her cousin were attacked by a man throwing acid through their car window in the wake of the attack. I don't know why that has anything to do with it, but and then you click on Metro, and it's about, really, it's like when we do just released, 50,000 things are trending. I don't know why Metro is. I looked at it for like 5 minutes before we came on the air. I have no clue, but Metro is trending.
All right. This is not us talking about Trump.
Oh,
except
let's go.
That National Enquirer is trending, and we need to explain to you why. And we're going to do it by the 12:12 break. So we have 55 seconds to get this done.
That's all you're going to let me talk?
Yes, go.
All right. So the whole Minka and Joe thing yesterday, and then Trump tweeting, of course, about it, blah, blah, blah. Well, Donald Trump is saying that Joe Scarborough called Trump to stop some National Enquirer article that is going to would not favor Joe or Minka. Trump said, watched low-rated Morning Joe for the first time in a long time. I call BS on that. Fake news, of course. He called me to stop a National Enquirer article. I said no. Bad show. That's from the President of the United States. That's what he's tweeting about today. The National Enquirer is in the pocket of the President of the United States, which is so ironic to me,
right?
That the guy who calls the media fake news is buddy-buddy with the National Enquirer. I find that to be hilarious. So that's partially why the National Enquirer is trending.
And the other part we're not going to get into.
I really don't want to get into, because they may have some real dirt on the president that they're burying. We can't get into that because Jamie won't let me.
Because we're going to maintain a certain level of ethics around here.
Yes.
And that would cross it.
I think you're right about that.
And so I think, we're going to choose to stay on the side of that one for now.
So yeah, there you go. That's basically...
That's kind of all that's trending. What's this Ed Camp LDR?
I don't know. Ed, I don't...
North New Jersey? Why is this trending here?
I have no idea. No clue.
Not a lot going on.
Everybody is going on vacation.
Everybody's ready for the weekend.
Everybody's ready for 4th of July weekend, because this felt like a really long week.
It really did.
I don't know why, but it did.
Every day I thought it was Thursday.
I thought it was Friday. Every day I thought, are we Friday yet?
All right, it's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Coming up, we're going to let you continue the border war. Time for you to pick on a neighboring state. Text in your jokes, 22980. Text them in, 22980, or put them up on Facebook. Tweet them to us at KMBZ Radio. Got some good ones on Facebook to get to as well. Any state, maybe you don't like Kansas, maybe you don't like Missouri, maybe you don't like Oklahoma or Arkansas.
And we'll tell you the reason we're doing this is because a woman from one state picked on another state that she probably shouldn't have, and they fought back en masse.
We'll tell you about it next on 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ, Midday with Jamie and Wicket. All right, it's time for you to have some fun at the expense of people in another state that you don't like.
Yes, and this all started texting your jokes, or they don't have to be actual jokes. Just pick on the other state.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I live in Missouri. At least I don't have Governor Brownback, or fill in the blank, whatever. Whatever you want to pick on about the other state, go for it. 22980.
There's some on Facebook as well, and we want you to text them in because there was a story that popped up about Nebraska versus Iowa.
Lauren Meyer is from East Omaha, Nebraska. I don't know what prompted this, but she made a tweet about Iowa on June 22nd. And the tweet reads, "Stop complaining about your life. There are people who literally live in Iowa."
I showed this to my wife, by the way, who's from Des Moines.
And so, I don't know what her problem was. Again, you live in Nebraska. I'd be quiet if I were you.
I've only been to Nebraska once.
Omaha is cool. She lives in the crown jewel of Nebraska. Now, I hear Lincoln also is pretty neat.
I was in Lincoln for about 12 hours.
Okay.
And that was it. Walked around.
Game.
I used to do play-by-play for women's basketball for the University of Michigan.
Okay.
And they would fly us around, you know, and the team went on to travel. And I went to the game against Nebraska, and I had nothing, like, we landed, and the team wants nothing to do with the play-by-play guy, so I didn't really have anybody to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked around Lincoln. I went by Memorial Stadium where the Huskers play. Kind of a cool downtown. You know, it's what you would expect. It's
college
a cool downtown.
Town.
Yeah.
College town.
It's a capital city. You know, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
So let me read to you some of the responses that came from those in Iowa who were none too pleased to be picked on by somebody from Nebraska. Again, it's not like you're New York picking on Iowa. Somebody said back at her, "The bread slicing machine was invented in Iowa in 1912. Iowa is literally the best thing since sliced bread. Try me," which is the best part of that. And then somebody tweeted a picture of what appears to be a billboard. "You are now in Nebraska. Sorry." And then somebody did a Google search, "points of interest in Nebraska," and the word "nothing" comes up.
Come on
that's
now.
Not true.
I mean, there's stuff in Nebraska. Isn't EJ from Nebraska?
No, EJ's from Indiana.
Why does EJ love Nebraska so much?
His nephew went to school in Lincoln.
Okay.
And they have all become kind of fans.
That's it?
I don't know. That's not a good enough reason to be a fan of a team.
Where's he from?
Indiana. He went to a very small school
that's
in Indiana
right.
that does
that.
Not have its own football team. So then somebody else said, "I could agree with this if you were from like California." The word "like" is in the tweet.
Mm-hmm.
"I could agree with this if you were from like California or someplace cool, but you're from Nebraska. That's just discount Kansas," is what the tweet says. Throwing us in there, you know? And then somebody else did, "And what can't Nebraska get? Casey's Pizza." And they show all the locations of Casey's in Iowa.
Is that true?
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Casey's Pizza is great.
It's what the town that I went to high school in, Hersher, Illinois, population 5,000 maybe, had one place for fast food, and it was a Casey's. And so Casey's Pizza is one of the first kinds of pizza I had as a kid.
So some of you have been taking part in picking on neighboring states on our Facebook page. You can text them in, 22980. Shannon writes on our Facebook page, "Why do all the trees in Missouri lean to the north? Iowa sucks and Arkansas blows."
That is a very...
Sorry.
We're getting that one a lot on the text line also. Somebody else put Illinois into that equation as well.
Gotcha.
Just for fun.
I'm not a fan of Illinois.
What's your problem with Illinois?
I'm not a big fan of Illinois.
Why?
Chicago's too big.
Oh, geez. Whatever.
Cubs fans are the absolute worst. Actually, I take that back. Bears fans are the absolute worst. And outside of Chicago, it's nothing but just blech.
Like, have you been to other parts of Illinois?
I've driven through it.
All of it?
It's all the same.
No, it's
not. Flat.
It's all flat, but that doesn't mean it's all the same.
We call you fibs.
You are from Michigan. You should be quiet right now.
Hey.
Are there mountains in Michigan? No.
There's some. Nothing.
There are no mountains
nothing gigantic.
In Michigan.
Nothing gigantic.
There are hills. Those are not mountains in Michigan.
Let's see here. This is from Leroy. He writes, what does a divorce in Arkansas and a tornado in Kansas have in common? Someone's about to lose a trailer home.
By the way, people are disputing that sliced bread was invented in Iowa. We have had multiple texters in a row say sliced bread was invented in Chillicothe, Missouri. And
how
they're
do
mad.
People know this?
they might be from Chillicothe. It's not that far.
Sure.
They
man.
Might. It's if it really was invented in Chillicothe, it's probably the best thing they're known for because it's not a big town at all. All right, we got a couple of these. Oh. Iowa stands for idiots out wandering aimlessly or idiots out wandering around.
I've heard that. I've also in the Iowa-Iowa State battle because Lee went to Iowa State. She said, what does Iowa stand for? I ought to went to Ames because Iowa State's in Ames, Iowa, which, by the way, there is not much in Ames, Iowa outside of that school. There's nothing.
So I appreciate the texter who is actually picking on Illinois for a valid reason.
What's that?
Unlike yours, which are kind of crap.
Because it's Chicago and a bunch of nothing.
Because you don't like big cities.
Big cities.
Chicago's too big. Have you ever been to New York?
Bears, or LA? Yes, I have.
Okay.
I've
been
to both.
Bigger cities.
I have been to both, as a matter of fact.
And your issue is with Chicago.
It's mostly because of the sports
fans. So on
your
sliced bread debate, it was actually made in Iowa, and the first thing of sliced bread was sold in Missouri in 1928.
So it was invented in Iowa and sold
invented
here?
In Iowa in 1912. That's when the first prototype was made. And then he made a fully made machine in 1928, which was sold the first sliced bread in Missouri.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Travis. Appreciate it.
This is a valid complaint. Illinois, all of their past governors are in prison. Not all of them.
More than the average state?
I would say at least 50% of the ones that are still alive are probably in prison. It was 3 out of 4. I mean, 3 out of 4, 3 out of 5.
Nice. How about the mayors of Chicago? How are they doing?
I don't know. We don't really put them in prison. They're kind of running the city. We let them do their thing. It's governors we go after. You leave the mayor of Chicago alone, man. That's a big job. You let that guy do whatever he has to do. Leave Rahm Emanuel out of it.
Literally, they do whatever they want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
What does a Jayhawk grad call an MU grad in 5 years? Boss. These aren't my words.
Yes.
These aren't my words. These are the Facebook page's words.
What's the best thing to come out of Kansas? I-35. Yeah, that one's showing up quite a bit.
Someone said, what's the best thing ever to come out of Nebraska? I-80.
Yeah,
kind of the
exactly.
same thing.
Yes. I mean, I think you people are forgetting some things about these two states. Okay, let's throw some things on the table about Kansas and Missouri.
I don't want to.
Let me just point out.
People will get mad.
That's the point.
People will get upset.
So what? That's the conversation that we had a couple of days ago. At least in Kansas, I can be on birth control or have had an abortion.
It's
and
true.
I'm not going to lose my job because of it. Or be denied an apartment.
Can you buy booze on Sundays in Kansas? Is that still? Can you buy booze on Sundays?
You also can't buy them in. You can't buy it in a grocery store.
You can't buy. Well, you soon will be finally able to buy full strength beer in grocery stores. But if I want a bottle of Jack and a bottle of Coke, I have to go to two different damn stores.
I had to do it the other day.
God.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Roads, I would say, are better in Kansas. You know pretty quickly when you have crossed into the Kansas side of the state line.
They do a better job of plowing, too, in the winter that I've noticed.
Yes. Missouri, I would say, has more stuff to see.
To me, and I know the study just came out that said KCK had the best drivers some of the best drivers in the country, which blows me away.
Prove it.
Kansas drivers drive so damn slowly. I can't stay. It's always a Kansas driver that's getting on the freeway at 34 miles an hour.
That's okay with me as long as you immediately pick up to the speed limit when you get on the interstate.
Oh, they get up to 42 miles an hour by the time they gun it.
I was back in Illinois last weekend for a family wedding, and I'm driving to Hutchinson this weekend, by the way, in Kansas.
Good
I'll have
God.
All kinds of Kansas stories for you on Monday.
Oh,
good
man.
Gracious, is that the boring drive from hell? Anyway, I went to Chicago, and I pride myself on the fact that part of why I drive as proactively as I do, that's the word I'm going to use, is that I learned how to drive in the city. I'm a city driver. I know how to, you drive with intention. There's no screwing around. You just get there.
You drive with intention.
And drive with intention. Drive like you know where you're going, like you've driven a car before. I was back and I was out in the way western suburbs. And I mean, I have not honked my horn that many times in so long because of the left lane. People don't get the hell out of the left lane. It's a problem everywhere.
Always a Kansas driver.
This was always in Illinois.
It's probably. Did you see the license plate?
No,
probably said Kansas.
I assumed it was way suburban at like Rockford. You know where Rockford, Illinois?
Oh
is?
Yeah,
I was pretty close to Rockford.
Beautiful Rockford, Illinois.
I grew up in the armpit of Illinois. That's Kankakee. Rockford is pretty close. Rockford's pretty close.
Rockford's like the Flint, Michigan of Illinois.
It kind of is. Yeah,
it really
people
is.
Think that 5 minutes wait in traffic is actually traffic.
Oh, they don't know what they're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, they have no idea.
Yes, people. People around here don't really know traffic. You really don't know traffic. Yeah, you might get slowed down. Drive on the Dan Ryan.
Yeah, right?
Right, in Chicago.
In rush hour.
And that's another reason why I would never, ever want to live in Chicago.
Because it has traffic?
It's got ridiculous, like, there's
you
traffic.
You should never live somewhere larger than this, then.
There's traffic, and then there's traffic.
Because it's a big city.
They would
never move out of Kansas City.
Whenever they designed Chicago and the Dan Ryan, they did a poor job.
What do you think they should have done differently?
They need a double decker or expand it. I mean, God, they've got like four lanes for 13 million people.
Is it all big cities that you pick on like this or just Chicago?
Just Chicago.
Okay. I think it's a sports thing for you. I don't think
Cubs
it's
fans.
About anything else. I think it's a sports thing.
Bears fans are D-bags. Cubs fans too. Blackhawks fans are brand new. None of you existed 15 years ago, but all of a sudden they win a couple of Stanley Cups, and you see a girl in a tight-fitting Patrick Kane jersey. You didn't exist in 1999.
Can I have 60 seconds coming up to rip on St. Louis?
Sure.
Because that's Missouri, and then we're doing the Kansas versus Missouri thing, and St. Louis is in Missouri, so I've earned the right to rip on St. Louis coming up next.
Text in your least favorite thing about your neighboring state, whether it's Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Arkansas, whatever it is, 22980, or call us, 576-7798. 98.1 KMBZ, it's 1233. We're literally making fun of people right now. We're making fun of or complaining about the worst thing in a neighboring state. And we're giving you the floor to do so.
Yeah, pick on the state you don't like and give us a reason why. We started this conversation because a woman from Nebraska went on Twitter and complained about people in Iowa. Lauren Meyer, who is from East Omaha, Nebraska, went onto Twitter and said, "Stop complaining about your life. There are people who literally live in Iowa." It got 6,800 retweets, by the way, and 27,000 likes.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it got a lot of attention on Twitter. And people from Iowa were not real happy about it.
No.
So
576-7798. We're asking you. If you got a joke, we'll take it. We'll take it on Twitter or on the Facebook page. Just go ahead and make it. Keep it
clean.
Somewhat clean, please.
I'm also happy to start a county debate here. People are ripping on Johnson County on the text line.
Why?
Have at it, man.
Why?
We can throw that in.
Why are they ripping on Johnson County?
Johnson County snooty. Snooty attitude that comes out of Johnson County.
She's coming up at 2.
Yes. Yes. Somebody else said the worst thing to come out of Kansas, Chris Kobach.
Oh, my God.
If you're an immigrant.
He's running for governor.
Yeah.
He's going to run for governor.
Pretty good chance, yeah. One of the biggest names running for governor right now.
He's the odds on favor to get the Republican nomination, isn't
he? Right now he is, yeah. Teachers are leaving Kansas. Lots of qualified teachers, but they're all leaving Kansas. This is the good stuff that we're getting into now.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Let's talk to David in KC Mo. David, you're on KMBZ. Go ahead.
Yeah, the best thing about Kansas is Colorado is right next door. Legalize it, people.
I agree with David. I'd give him a green star. Mm-hmm. I mean, a gold star. Oops, sorry. David, appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
Kansas has a few things that are nice. I'll think of them. I'll get there.
You live there.
And that's a really shameful thing to admit to people sometimes.
Income tax cuts.
We got to find out the fate of that.
Higher booze prices.
Higher gas.
You can't be fired because you had an abortion.
But we don't have the e-tax.
No,
so,
no.
The e-tax wins over all of those.
You have higher sin taxes.
I don't care about that as much because I live close to the state line, so that's fine. I'll go to Missouri for all that stuff.
Where are there more casinos? There's more in Missouri, right?
Kansas has got a few.
Yeah, I mean, you have
Hollywood. There's one down by Wichita.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly.
I don't know which one's got more casinos. By the way, I've never been to Isle of Capri. Is that worth going to?
I've never been to a casino here.
Oh, really?
Huh.
We went to...
Remember, no willpower.
I think we've gone to Argosy. I've been to Harrah's. Done that before.
Yeah, that was a tough thing to admit to people when I moved here. For some reason, saying that you live in Missouri seemed cooler than to say you live in Kansas. I don't know why, but it seemed less awful. But I live in Kansas.
Come to Kansas, we're less awful.
Yeah, we're less awful.
Let's talk to Sky in Leawood on 98.1 KMBZ. Hi, Sky.
Hi, I was calling because you made a comment about Kansas drivers. I'm also from Detroit.
Oh, where are you?
A lot of Detroit natives listening.
Well, you wouldn't want to live in Detroit either.
That's
if you didn't
true.
Have
I
a chance.
That's
but I also have to agree, Kansas drivers drive so slow. But I think it's because us in Michigan, we drive like we have a death wish.
Right.
We drive like we're willing to die. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's no stopping the merging. Kansas drivers make me insane. Absolutely insane.
Hey, Sky, where in Detroit?
From Dearborn.
Okay.
Outside of Detroit, Dearborn.
Okay. I went to high school in Canton.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, there you go. Take care, Sky. All right. Me and Sky. Yeah, but she's right. Like, when you're driving from Indiana up on I-94 into Michigan, you can see everybody going 70 because Indiana's very good with the cops.
Right.
Once you hit the Michigan border, everybody takes off to 85 and no one cares.
I don't know if this is something to brag about or not, but let me point out that Kansas at least has a primary seatbelt law. In fact, July 1st, a lot of laws go into effect.
Yeah.
And in Kansas, the fine for your not wearing your seatbelt goes up. I believe it goes from 10 to 30 on Saturday.
Really?
But at least in Kansas, we have a primary seatbelt law. We also ban texting and driving statewide, and you don't.
We're cowboys over here in Missouri. Yeah.
And then I go to Illinois. It's such a mind F thing because I go to Illinois. I leave here, and in Missouri, I can do whatever I want while I'm driving. I go to Illinois, and it's hands-free statewide.
They don't even let you drive with just one arm. Like Kansas, Illinois, you have to have both hands on the wheel.
Can't hold your phone at all. Always got to have an earpiece.
Let's go to Chris in Kansas on 98.1 KMBZ. Hi, Chris.
Hi, I have several contracting businesses, and the only time we lose a bid in Kansas is when they hire illegal immigrants. Every single solitary time, and they're the ones who complain most about illegal immigration. We don't have an illegal immigration problem. We have an illegal employer problem.
And you know what? That's what I think a lot of people have a problem with when it comes to the illegal immigrants in this country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've watched them take job after job from my men who are retired military and retired firemen. Period. And it's a 100% time.
How much of a sanctuary city is the Kansas City area?
Oh, it's total sanctuary. Yeah. Total. I even called ICE on a group of entirely illegal aliens on a construction job. They even told me they were illegal. And I said, well, do you have their Social Security number and their address and their date of birth before we'll come out?
Yeah, do you have that information handy, Chris? Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. By the way, the House passed Kate's Law, the No Sanctuary for Criminals Act.
Yeah.
So that might be moving its way through, which actually would be the first congressional passing of any of Trump's promises that would get done if it does get signed into law. It would be the first time.
Give him a break, man. He's only been in there 7 months. They've only been through almost, quite a bit of a session already. They've been busy.
I'm trying to give the man credit.
They've been busy, Wicked. They got health care to deal with. They got all kinds of stuff.
Anyway, that ends our political issue.
Yes. Here's a text real fast because it took a lot of effort. Say what you want about Kansas's $2 billion of debt. At least we don't have those windy, twisty, bumpy goat paths that Missouri tries to pass off as roads.
It's true. When you go east to Champaign, what freeway is that? 70? When you take that.
72, I believe, gets you.
Yeah, it only goes like 60 miles an hour. You can't go faster than that. And there are police on that road. Man, some of those roads. That's a pretty funny text.
Yes, that's pretty awesome.
Casey in Casey Mo, you're on 98.1 KMBZ.
I used to live in Massachusetts, and you know those roundabout things?
Yeah.
I hated them because they go around and round and round.
I hate roundabouts. My father.
I'm awesome at them.
My father and my wife swear by them. Mm-hmm. I hate roundabouts.
They're really efficient for traffic control because what it means is that if there is no one else coming, you don't have to stop. Anywhere else, you have to stop and sit at a red light even though there's no traffic coming.
They're everywhere.
I did them in Ireland going left.
That's even weirder.
That will really mess with your head.
That would really piss
me off. Like you're saying things to yourself out loud so that you don't accidentally go the wrong way and hit somebody head on.
Do we have a lot of them around here? I haven't really seen too many.
I don't think so. They're very popular with traffic engineers. Drivers hate them.
Are there going to be a bunch? I thought they were doing them in Westport or something like that. That would make sense. Casey, thanks for the call. Final word goes to Deanna. You're on 98.1 KMBZ.
Hi, I have a joke. I couldn't text it in because I'm driving.
Good.
Okay, what's the difference between Johnson County women and Wyandotte County women?
What is the difference between Johnson County women and Wyandotte County women? What is the answer?
Johnson County women have real jewelry and fake orgasms. Wyandotte County women have real orgasms and fake jewelry.
You said it quick. You knew that you were getting into dangerous territory.
That's pretty good. That's pretty
right.
Thank you for the phone call.
We've lost Wicket now. That word on the air is enough to make him.
This isn't terrible red. Joke Tuesday like they do in the afternoon, but that was damn funny.
But it's sort of feeling that way.
That's damn funny right there.
Some people are talking Kansas has open carry laws, at least.
What do you mean? For booze?
For guns, I guess.
They both have constitutional carry.
Yeah,
they both do. Both states have that.
Oh, let's see.
Did you want your Missouri? Take a shot at St. Louis?
Oh, please.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much for reminding me.
We'll close it with your soliloquy.
Now, I come from Illinois, so I can pick on St. Louis all I want. So get off my back. I hate to even say this. There aren't many cities in the country I don't like. One of them is Amarillo, Texas. If I ever have to go back to Amarillo again, I don't know what I'll do. One of them is Boston. I love the history of Boston, but to me, Boston has an attitude that I cannot stand. St. Louis has it also. It's that edgy, not nice, better than you crappy, just jerkish attitude. Boston, at least, has cool stuff there.
And straight up racism.
It's
the most racist city in America.
Boston, at least, has the history in Boston. And so I'll let that pass a little bit. But St. Louis has no redeeming quality for it.
They have the arch.
So what?
They have the arch.
We have Liberty Memorial.
They have the arch.
The arch is, you go up and it's something you do one time.
Best fans in baseball. They have the best fans in baseball. Just ask them.
No, wait, I'm still ripping on the arch.
Oh, my bad.
You can go up in the arch, but there's nothing to look at from up there. There's no city to look at that's pretty. So I don't care if there's the arch, if there's nothing to go look at. That downtown is useless. There is not enough in that downtown unless it's Monday through Friday during business hours.
Okay.
There is just nothing outside of Cardinals and Six Flags. Those are the two reasons you go to St. Louis. Just awful.
So what you're saying
and
is
the attitude
just
stinks.
I shouldn't plan a weekend trip
to
St. Louis anytime soon?
Go to Branson instead. Go back to Branson instead. You'll have more fun.
This travel message brought to you by Jamie Monticelli.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, don't forget, we have our text and Twitter poll going on. It is heated, and we want to know from you, and we want you to vote. Dr. Pepper or root beer? You have to pick one. If you like Sprite, screw you. We're asking you to pick one. Dr. Pepper or root beer? But it has nothing to do with this poll question.
Yes.
Text Pepper or text Root to 22980. I need your help, Dr. Pepper drinkers.
Don't sway them.
Travis, which way would you go?
Dr. Pepper. It's from Texas.
Oh, at least you have a reason. You know, at least you have a decent reason.
Text Pepper or the wrong answer Root to 22980, and we'll update it right now. 5149 Root Beer. You can also vote on Twitter if you follow us at KMBZ Radio. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Coming up, we'll get to. We never got to Food Truck Central. We've been teasing it, and also, man, I missed out on having my wedding in the right spot. But a young person from Olathe actually hit it on the head.
You could do an anniversary there.
I think we should just renew our vows.
There you go.
We'll tell you what it is all about coming up next at 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ, Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Jamie Monticelli, Mike Wicket. Usually in the 12 o'clock hour, we talk about food. And we're going to continue that. And maybe we'll sell some tacos. Maybe we'll sell some tacos for Taco Bell.
E! Online's headline is, why Taco Bell is the hottest new wedding venue.
Ugh.
Yes, we have a couple, and I believe they're out of Olathe. Dan Reichert and Bianca Monda swapped vows at the fast food spot last weekend. This is the flagship Taco Bell in Las Vegas after winning a Love and Tacos contest to have their wedding there. And I got to tell you, the pictures look pretty cool. I don't know what the Taco Bell normally looks like, but these pictures look amazing. The groom posted photos of the event with the caption, "Over the weekend, I married my best friend while surrounded by people that I love. I have never been happier." The menu included sodas, quesadillas, twisted freezes, cheesy gordita crunches, and a whole lot of love going on there. It's pretty cheap, $600. What'd your wedding cost?
A lot more than that. We're still paying for it.
Yeah. He has a bow tie that has pictures of, it's pictures of hot sauce. on the bow tie. That's kind of cute. The food looks really good. I mean, it's served on plates, like on actual plates and glasses and stuff like that. For a mere $600 or 600 cheesy bean and rice burritos on the $1 menu, pre-tax, of course, you also can make your fairy tale come true and get married in the Sin City Taco Bell. So how exactly do you do this? All you have to do is walk up to the counter at the flagship location with your wedding license in hand and then order a wedding off the menu.
I'll have a bean burrito and a wedding.
Quick, 4 hours later, an ordained officiant appears at the altar and gets the whole thing started.
You don't have a reception there, though, right?
Like, so, they say, it looks like you get access to the private reception area inside the restaurant for your 15 closest family, friends, and Taco Bell lovers. So not a big reception, but a few people. You also get custom merchandise.
Custom like merchandise?
The sauce packet bow tie that he had on. There's also a sauce packet garter for her.
Hot.
And a sauce packeted bouquet for the bride as well.
Just what you want, a sauce packet bouquet.
You also get Just Married t-shirts for the bride and groom, Taco Bell branded champagne flutes, a taco 12 pack filled with tacos and cinnamon delights cake for dessert.
Now I just want Taco Bell.
Right, I know.
This is how they met. I found this story in the Kansas City Star to go off of that. They met online.
Okay.
He, by the way, went to Olathe East High School and went to KU. She's from Jersey. And they met online. And they started just conversing online. And they finally met up, I think, in San Francisco, as a matter of fact. And they built a long-distance relationship before they made their first run for the border. And they were texting back and forth. Now they're 25 and live in New York City. So they knew about this taco thing because they couldn't. The fans of the Giant Beatcast podcast knew of Dan's love for Bianca and Taco Bell. In a stunt last year, he spent about $90, $90 ordering one of everything off the menu. He then proposed to her and see if she said she wanted to enter this contest to be the first to get married at the Taco Bell thing. She said, I do. Over dinner that night, he made sure that she was all in. He figured with his love for the fast food, so publicly well-known because he's a whiz with videos, they might actually have a good shot at winning the darn thing. They called permission from Bianca's parents to enter the contest.
Okay.
They said they would have a life story forever if they won, and they recorded their 30-second video entry. Sent it in, and right then on Valentine's Day, they mailed it in. Taco Bell said the winner would be announced March 16th, which came and went. With no word. Then came the first week of April. Dan was at WrestleMania.
Oh, gosh, so romantic.
Bianca had just that morning emailed him to suggest they think about alternative wedding plans since, quote, and this is the Casey Star writing, they hadn't won the whole burrito. My goodness.
Well done.
Later, they were standing in line during a rain delay at the King Kong ride in Universal, and then they got an email. Their video won out of over 150 that were submitted, which surprised me. They're only 150.
Me too.
Doesn't that kind of, that's so very strange. Taco Bell planned their Instagram perfect wedding. Dan and Bianca chose their own wardrobe, the playlist for the DJ, named their taco or their favorite Taco Bell foods. They were served on a silver platter. Now they might do a more traditional one where more stories will be told, but look at them right there.
Yeah, all the pictures. And the pictures are really classy.
Yeah.
They're very cool.
It's not your normal Taco Bell.
August 7th, by the way, is when that opens up to the public. So later this summer, you too can. People will do this.
Look at that bouquet.
It's kind of cool, though.
I mean, they're sauce packets.
You know, they're never going to go bad.
No, they definitely will not. This is ridiculous.
What's the cake I just saw? With the glare, I couldn't see it. What is that?
That's made from Cinnabon Delights.
Cool.
So that's all from creative. Cinnabon. Oh my God.
There is an anniversary for you.
There is no way I will convince Lee to go for our 1 year anniversary back to Vegas to go renew our vows at Taco Bell.
I mean, you got married in Vegas.
She doesn't
both
like
have a
Taco
sense
Bell.
Of adventure.
She doesn't even like Taco Bell.
You're going for the experience, not for the not for the food. She doesn't have to like it. We said she had to like it.
Do you want an update on our poll question?
Sure.
Not Taco Bell. The question is Dr. Pepper or root beer? And you can text Pepper, P-E-P-P-E-R, to 22980, or root beer to 22980. Text the word root. 5149 root beer.
Wow.
5149.
Wow, the tide is turning.
It is a difference of 5 votes, because we've got over 450 votes so far. Mm-hmm. It is a difference of 5. You have 1 hour and 4 minutes to get your vote in. Text Pepper or root to 22980. And, yeah, we will... We'll keep you updated. By the way, on Twitter, it's a blowout. It's 58-42 in favor of Dr. Pepper.
But this is going exactly the way I predicted now. Let's point that out for a second, how right I am.
All right, Dr. Pepper, let's go
we'll
here.
See. We don't. We'll see how this turns out, just, but so
need,
far it's going.
I need my Dr. Pepper.
Exactly
I don't
want. Like
I
have
let
I
me
said.
Drink some of mine. That my Dr. Pepper right here.
Yeah.
Got it
all right,
here.
So we will do First World Friday coming up in the next hour. So if you want to start texting those in now, go for it.
Give us your First World Problems to 22980. That's 22980. I'm going to put this up on Facebook. Facebook is down right now, or which I didn't think actually happened.
Okay?
I'm freaking out a little bit. No, it's back.
Are you twitching?
It was out for like 3 minutes, and I had a real problem. Go to our Facebook page. You have to see the story that we're going to put.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan. You all right?
He hears Facebook is down, and he comes running.
No,
Facebook was down?
No, no. The whole website. Like, it wouldn't load, not just our page.
Oh, boy.
It's back.
It's back.
Is everybody okay?
The world can go on spinning.
All right.
3 minutes. I know it was a long time.
Carry on.
You got to go. Thank you, Dan. You got to go to our Facebook page and check out the picture. There is a van. Now, moving sucks, right?
Oh, nobody likes to move.
Uh-uh.
Nobody.
And usually you have to get the truck and you got to get some buddies.
You got to pack. It's the worst.
This person decided not to get the U-Haul. They decided instead to use their minivan and filled it and then literally put everything they own on top and strapped it down. There is a desk on top of this van. There is stuff hanging off the sides, all strapped in properly. The problem is, in New Hampshire, when this actually happened, the police pulled him over.
For what? What's he doing wrong?
According to the police report, driving with items attached, strapped to your vehicle can be extremely dangerous for you and those driving nearby. These objects can obstruct your view or even worse, become unsecure and cause an accident. I mean, the photos are hysterical.
Yeah, because it's everything he owns.
Like, it's a bike on top of a desk, on top of a table with lamps hanging off the side, and there's, like, chairs sticking out. It's the most well-done packed job I've ever seen in my life.
He's being very resourceful.
I bet you the ticket he's going to get is more expensive than the U-Haul.
For sure. Yeah. isn't there, like, obstructing the view or obstructed view as a ticket or something like that?
Yeah, you're not even allowed to hang. You're literally, you're not really supposed to hang anything from your mirror.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it can obstruct
block
your view.
Yeah.
But this is unbelievable. I'll put it up on Facebook and Twitter so you can check out the visual on it.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled B-A-B-B-E-L.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.